Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We have something important to say.
Kelly, she loved him.
Never mind. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You know what that song means, Kid Nation. That means you got to pick up that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Because it's time to share your crazy. Yes, you're going to let us know what you do. And then ask us, does that make me crazy? And we'll answer for you. We're completely honest.
Oh, yeah.
You might not be crazy, and let's face it, everybody wants to be crazy that calls in. That's your goal. Everybody wants to be a part of the crazy club. All of us in here have been deemed crazy at some point or another. Who's gotten the most crazies? Probably
you.
Me. Okay. Yeah. Probably me.
Peeing in the bottles, yeah. The hotel food
that's
that
a good
sits
one.
Outside.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Yeah,
I've had a few. You're right. But we do have a couple here from the text before we take your calls, Kid Nation. Amber wrote us and said, when I'm home alone, I'm afraid that someone's going to say bless you when I sneeze, so I always hide my face in the pillow so I won't make any noises. Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
Man, you got to let that sneeze go. That's the best feeling in the world. Kelly, Alan had a really nice sneeze on your Insta Live yesterday.
His sneezes are ear-shattering.
Oh, they're so good.
It pierced my eardrum.
Really?
Yeah, because he doesn't restrain himself at all.
Yeah, he lets it go. Kinsey was watching it. No, he just let it go. I didn't see any. It was on Kelly's face, so you couldn't see what he did. But
hey,
so loud.
Train in the house.
And I sat there and I felt proud because Kinsey, my wife, always gets mad at me because I sneeze too loud. But that's how you're supposed to do it.
Ear piercing.
From the text as well, I'm studying anatomy and physiology this semester. When we started studying the parts of the brain, I wondered if my brain knew I was studying about it and felt violated. Does that make me crazy?
I think you're overthinking.
Yeah.
What if your brain just shuts down? It's like, wait a minute.
Hey, what are you doing?
You're learning way too much about me here. You stop that. You stop that. All right, let's go to the phones. And yeah, that's cute crazy. What's up, Alexis?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hello. How you doing this morning?
I'm great. I'm a super duper long listener. I'm so excited to talk to you guys.
Yay. Oh, perfect. And your first time calling in, you're going to find out if you're crazy or not.
Yes.
So what's up?
All right.
So I cannot have any bats in my cave. Not at all. Does that make me crazy?
Any bats in her cave?
Any others?
Yes. I'm constantly checking my nose. For boogers. Yeah, so I stick my finger in my nose all the time.
I had never heard it put like that.
Bats in the cave, I like that. How do you do it? You said tactilely. What do you do?
Put your finger up in there.
But do you have...
It's not the sensation of, oh, I feel a booger in my nose. It's like I have to make sure that there's no boogies in my nose.
I do check a lot in the mirror because we worked with someone who had a lot of issues with that.
Really?
And I was often like, they must not be aware of it. So it caused me to check myself more often than not. I don't know that it's an obsession, though.
How's it going?
It sounds like an obsession for you. So I'm going to say crazy.
Yes.
I've never been called out by my friends or anything. Like, no one's ever been, why do you pick your nose so much?
Oh, so
I guess I pick it very well, but constantly up in there. I can't tolerate it.
Yeah. Girl, if you can hide it, you know, if it makes you happy and gives you comfort, you keep doing it.
We have some advice from Lacey in the girl room.
Yeah.
Alexa, she says, use a Q-tip. Those work extremely well, according to Lacey.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you ever find yourself doing the farmer hanky?
I don't know what that is.
What is that?
That's when you hold one knock.
That's a rocket. That's a snot rocket.
Oh, okay.
Farmer's hanky too.
Yeah.
No, I never let my nose get that bad. That's disgusting.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I mean, I set my time for when I got to pick and make sure everything's clean.
Talking about it makes me want to pick my nose right now.
Mine is right after work when I'm in the car in the garage.
We're spending a lot of time on this topic.
I just feel like I'm finally not alone, thanks to Alexa.
Thank you for calling. Yes, you're
Thank
a little
you,
crazy, I think.
You're no bats in that cave. I'll tell you that right now. Not in Alexis's cave.
Wow.
Zero bats.
That's hilarious.
That's what's happening.
Bats in the cave.
I like that. I hadn't heard that before.
Oh, you haven't heard that expression?
No, that was great. I'm glad you knew what it was, Jenna. Hi, Tori.
Hi. When I go on vacation, I have to take my own bedding. I cannot even touch mattress. I have somebody else stuff the sheet. I don't want to touch any of it. Or if I do, I have to take a shower immediately.
I used to be germophobic, not to that degree, but I get you. It's crazy, but yeah. I get it.
Hope you're taking sheets from brooklinen.com.
Yeah, right.
I feel like it's just so much work.
There's so little extra room to pack stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
no way.
Because no matter where you're going or how long you're going to be there, it's like you couldn't put one other thing in your bag.
They say
right.
Actually,
you know?
The dirtiest thing in the hotel room is the TV remote.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
That is pretty
so
good.
So you need to take a universal remote.
Yeah, so sleep on that.
Yeah, I just try to convince myself they use industrial grade bleach. And, you know, to clean those sheets. Mm-hmm. They have to, right?
Yeah, I love some hotel bedding.
No.
I don't think they ever clean them.
I think they just clean them.
I bet they clean them really well, JC.
I hope they trade them out. I know that's what you believe.
That's how I am able to sleep in them.
Yeah, and they clean those bedspreads, comforters. Oh, they clean those.
Yeah, no, you gotta take that off.
Grandma will bring like a plastic Ziploc bag for the remote.
Yeah.
You should put that in there so that you don't get the germs on you.
Yeah.
Life hack right there. Yeah, Tori.
Crazy, but I get it.
We get you. Yeah, you're crazy, but we get you. Let's go to Wendy. Hi, Wendy.
Hi.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? All right, let's find out if you're crazy or not. What's going on in your world?
I have to sing with y'all when you sing Love Letters to Kelly. Does that make me crazy?
No, it's
absolutely
cute.
Not. You're supposed to be singing along with us. In fact, we want you to sing along.
I get videos. Parents will film their kids singing it in the backseat. I love it.
It's a sing-along moment. Yeah, you keep doing that.
Let's do it right now. Love letters.
Hold on. I got you.
Love letters.
Love letters.
Love letters.
Love letters.
Love letters.
Love
letters.
Okay.
Yay.
I love it.
There you go.
Now you did it on the show with us, Wendy, and you keep doing it in your car, okay?
Thank you.
Bye, Wendy. Thank you for calling.
It's comforting.
It is. It really is. Yeah, you keep singing. Kaya.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. All right. We're trying to figure out if you're crazy or not, so share with us, and we'll let you know.
Okay, when I was 15, I put a love spell on a boy in high school. We actually are now married with two kids.
Ooh, girl.
but I buried that love spell in my mom's backyard. We actually live in the house now after we bought it for my mom and remodeled it. And I'm scared to let my husband dig in the flower bed.
Whoa. So what exactly is in this love spell? What'd you put together?
I think it was just like flower petals and his name wrote on a piece of paper. But I'm afraid if he buries or if he digs in the flower garden,
the spell will be broken.
Yes.
Oh, he's trying to free himself.
You know, there's a website that sells spells.
Really?
I stumbled across
really?
It.
Really?
I think it's like a housewife, some reality person does it. I'm sorry. I didn't know we were going to talk about this. I would have researched it better. But you can buy these spells. It's like these crystals and papers and things you can do.
Really?
It's kind of like, oh, I'm scared of that.
Yeah.
But in this case, it worked for
It worked for Kaya. Where did you look up that love spell? Did you come up with it yourself or it was on the internet?
I found it at a Barnes & Noble book.
Okay.
And I was like,
ooh, a spell book.
Well, it worked.
Yeah,
you're
it did.
With
witchcraft.
Kids.
Yeah. Now, Kaya, how long before, you know, after you did this spell, how long before he asked you out?
Well, we dated about a year later in high school on and off. But then we got back together when I was 21 and we've been together almost about seven, eight years now.
Okay, so it takes about a year for it to kick in, then it sputters a little bit, and then it for reals works.
Yes.
Or it could have been coincidence.
It's a spell.
It could have been. It could have been, but still makes me panic when he digs in the flower garden.
Oh, of course.
But yes, you're crazy.
Yeah. Do you have any other spells you've ever done?
Nope, that was the only one.
One and done, dog.
Yikes.
Yep.
Yo, that's cool crazy. That's really cool. And he knows about it, right?
He knows about it. He thinks it's very weird.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I panic, but yeah.
Yeah, you're crazy. But that's cool. It works for you. Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah.
We should all try a love spell this year and see if it works.
I ain't messing with that.
I don't mess with that.
A fun spell.
No. I'm not conjuring up spirits. No, sir.
Conjuring spells can be fun.
I'm going to do one for Aleffy. I got you.
Oh. I think Jenna's already put the love spell on.
He says that. He's been calling me a witch.
Yeah.
He was like, did you put some sort of spell on me?
They call you a bruja?
Yes.
Yeah.
What is that?
Witch.
Witch.
Witch in Spanish.
Witch.
Mi brujita. Bruja.
I was like, don't call me a witch. That's kind of weird.
Brujita. Hi, Annette.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? Go ahead.
Thank you. I am a older woman, and I've been driving for quite many years, and I have a terrifying premonition about railroad tracks, and if a train is going across them, I will wait an additional 5 minutes once the train is passed, because my fear is that it's going to melt my tires, because that's metal on metal.
It's hot.
And I'm not getting stuck on the track. And it drives everyone I know crazy. Everyone honks, gives me the bird, looks at me like I've got lobsters coming in my head. It's absolutely ridiculous. But I'm terrified. I won't go. I'll wave people past me. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Wow.
Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
Yeah, you're Hall of Fame.
On that.
You're holding up traffic.
We need to work on that in 2019. We got to get you past that.
I'll tell you this, Annette. I had a train this morning. And it went by, and it was a nice little 5 minute wait. And once that lifted, I went over, and nothing happened.
Have you ever done research on how many people's tires have melted after a train has gone down the track? Have you researched it?
Absolutely not. I don't, because I'm terrified that I'm going to see someone stuck on the track, all mangled with melted tires.
Yeah.
See,
and that's just going to confirm it for me. And that.
I'm going to try to help you with this, because haven't they done studies about how tires burn and burn and burn and they never melt?
Yeah.
I mean,
they're made for that.
Yeah, they're made for that.
Annette,
and that's why they don't recycle them very well or something, because they don't, you can't burn them.
Maybe that could be your resolution this year, Annette, is
to get over it.
That
will be my goal. My goal achieved is to not wait an additional 5 minutes to melt my tires.
When you finally do, you give us a call and let us know you finally did it, and we'll throw you a party.
You know what? I would love a party.
Yeah, it's going to be like a radio party where we just play music.
I would love a party. That'll work.
All right, Annette. Good luck out there. I get it. I mean, yeah. It makes sense when she says the heat from the train. I get it. Maybe you don't want your tires to pop. I get it.
Five minutes, though?
5 minutes. Man, I'd be so annoyed.
The train had you waiting long enough. You got to wait another five?
Oh, I'd be so annoyed.
Yeah.
Oh. Can you imagine? And it's a two-lane road. Take one more from Haley. What's up, Haley?
Good morning.
We're doing our first Does That Make Me Crazy of 2019. And Haley, what do you do?
Well, I really don't think it makes me crazy. I feel like it just makes me a realist and practical. But ever since I was in high school, I don't know why, and I don't know what started it, but I like to take a bottle of water and dump half of it out, and then fill the rest of it with our water, our filtered water at home, because I feel like sometimes the water companies lie to you, and what they're giving you really isn't 100% pure. So I feel like if I put half of mine and half of theirs, you know, I'm good.
Half pure.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if that makes you crazy and practical. You save money.
Probably not save money, but a lot of people like to keep it 100%. I like to live life kind of 50-50.
Oh, you're dumping.
I'm getting good and bad.
Yeah, she's wasting money.
You're dumping it, not even putting it in another.
And then putting in the sink water.
Yeah, you're crazy. Wow.
JC was with you until he found out you were wasting money.
Yeah, I thought you were just going half and half to different bottles so that you would have more out of the water, but no. Yeah, you're crazy.
I guess that would make sense if I poured the rest of it into another glass, but, you know.
I'm just here to help.
Yeah, a little cray.
Haley, that's a little crazy, but.
A little cray, babe.
You do your thing. It's worked for you so far, right?
It's worked for me.
And if you ever want to get Haley's good mix of water, hit her up. She'll give you some.
That's right. I'll brand it. It'll be a new thing.
Yeah, it'll be Haley's good mix.
Half and half.
That's what it's called, right? Half and half. Not to be confused with what you put in your coffee.
Whoa.
How good does that make me crazy to kick off 2019 right here?
Yeah, I've never heard some
new
of those.
New ones.
Yeah. Haley dumping water. All right, Kid Nation, coming up next, we're going to get into Kelly's story about almost getting mugged, possibly.
Scary. I don't know. I don't know what the outcome would have been.
You have to be aware of your surroundings.
Right.
And Kelly was very aware yesterday.
Right.
All right. We'll get into what happened next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Second Chance Santa still hasn't shown up with your present, Kid Nation.
Ho, 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 ho.
But don't you worry. He is going to hook you up this morning. He will show up and he will get you what you asked for, because that's the point of this. You tell us what you asked for, then you tell us what you got.
Mm-hmm.
And then Second Chance Santa makes it all better. Just like that. Details at KidNation.com if you want to check those out. Also at KidNation.com is our social media platform. So if you want to follow us on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, whatever you're on, even Snapchat for those of you who are still hitting up the Snapchat. There's a few in the back that are. Let us know. Yeah, hit us up. We like to interact with you when we get off work.
Please.
But Kelly, I didn't see any of this on your Instagram yesterday.
Scary stuff.
The scary stuff.
And y'all might tell me I'm being silly, but I think I avoided a real bad situation.
A bad boy?
A bad situation.
Okay.
So I got a new car.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a, because so, that because somebody was saying, you think this person was targeting you? I said, I don't, for knowing it was me, like a stalker or something, because I, you know, I'd never driven this car before.
Okay.
So it was a new car. I took it over to my parents to show my parents. And on the way home, it was dark. And my parents live about 5-10 minutes away from me. So I'm just kind of like tooling along. And as I'm, you know, put on my blinker, it's a new car, so I'm kind of hyper aware. When you're driving a new car, you're like, where is this blinker? Am I doing this right?
Yeah.
It was then that I noticed this car was turning into the neighborhood behind me. Not a big deal.
Sure.
Because
be a neighbor.
There's lots of people living in my neighborhood.
A lot of houses there, yeah.
They're kind of close to me. So, okay, that's fine. Well, as soon as I turn in, I have to make another turn because I take a back alley. And it's just like this sideways little back alley thing. That's okay. They happen to be turning the same way as I was.
Hmm. And that happens. Next door neighbor.
It happens. It happens. People live, you know, have you ever been that person like I'm following somebody and I keep making the same turn
as
they make?
Yeah, I
hope they're not freaking out because we just happen to be.
They think I'm following them.
Yeah.
Right.
Sometimes I'll just turn in another street just
or
because.
Or maybe they're trying to save gas by bump drafting.
But they were really close to me. Like, except, like, not a safe distance.
You couldn't see the headlights close type?
They were really, like, barely.
Okay.
It was a white car. Two people were in it. I couldn't tell the make of it because I was driving. And I was like, now I'm noticing they're really close to me.
Yeah.
So then I turned down my alley. They turned down the alley, too. They could have kept going. They turned on my alley.
Oh, boy.
Still very close.
Okay.
So I don't have my garage door opener programmed in my car yet because it's brand new. So I had told my husband, I called him. Right, you know, as I was leaving my parents, hey, I'll be there in 5 minutes. Can you open the garage door so I can get in?
Do you have your normal Kelly Raspberry police escort as you're going into your house?
Oh, you didn't have your bodyguard with you?
So crazy. The garage door's open.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Just waiting for me. The lights are on and everything, but it's and it's dark. This car is on my bumper.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, I'm like at the opposite of the house. I got a ways to go.
You should have brake checked them.
Mm-hmm.
They were on my, they would have hit my brand new car.
Oh, yeah.
It was that close.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, I got to make a decision here.
Uh-huh.
Am I going to pull into my garage
and let them know where you live?
Then they're going to box me in and I don't know. And as I'm I had to make a decision, like, I'm not going to pull in. I'm going to, so I drove past my house. Mm-hmm. The garage door's open and everything. They killed the light, the headlights on their car.
What?
They killed the headlights.
Did you at any point want to call Alan and say, hey?
I called Alan.
Okay, good.
Well, I called him when I made the decision. Yeah, because he's there.
He's there.
Yeah.
So when I made the decision that I was going, this is before they killed their headlights. I made the decision, I'm going to keep driving.
Mm-hmm.
I called Alan just to say, hey, this car is following me uncomfortably close. I'm like, oh my God, they just killed their headlights. I don't know what's happening. And Alan's, of course, the voice of reason. Kelly, they're probably just, you know, they're confused or whatever. I'm like, why would they kill their headlights?
Yeah. Oh, so what if Alan was in on it?
Yeah, that's a logical assumption.
I know something.
Yeah, he could have been framing me for the insurance money, right? So I'm like, okay, and when they killed their headlights, I had this rush of heat flood over my body.
That's
like,
scary. That's good.
Something's wrong.
Adrenaline.
It's not normal. And they are on my butt.
With no lights
for
now.
For lack of the cuss
word.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, I guess just go to the end of the alley. So now they follow me the entire way through the alley. They never pulled into anybody's driveway. They're still on my bumper.
Maybe they
headlights off.
You were somebody strange and they... Yeah.
Why would they be following
they
me?
They
followed
from the street, from the roads.
Those pesky suburban housewife looking people like you. You're sure they're probably profiling.
Okay, that's logical, Al. So I am now in full-blown panic on the phone with my husband, who's trying to tell me to calm down, and he's getting the gun out of the safe.
Okay.
He's boy. He said, come home. I can't come home. No. They know where I live. Yeah. I don't want them to know where I live, honey.
Smart move, Kelly.
He's trying to stay calm. He's like, I'm going to stand in the garage and wait for you.
Tell him to be in the underwear, too, in the mantis.
In the mantis.
Yeah.
And I'm just telling you right now, we are gun owners. We have guns. They are in a safe. You have to go through, I'm telling you.
You don't have to defend that.
You know, but people get, you have kids, that you have to go through a keypadded door to get to the gun safe, which is then in another lock. The guns are away from the children, if anybody's worried.
In the safe room, yes.
But he's getting the gun. He's like, I'm coming. I'm going to be there. That's I'm going to wait for you. So as I'm turning out of the alley and they have their headlights off, they follow me.
What?
I don't know what you're doing.
You should have gotten out and go, what do you want?
No!
Crazy eye.
No.
Give him the crazy eyes. You crazy, I'm crazy. And there's a tick.
Yeah. A tick over to the left.
Nobody messes with a tick.
So thank God, literally, thank the Lord, I come to the next thing I see is a four-way stop. Well, somebody pulls up, you know, and the rules of, you know, I get the first. I turn left. The person gets right behind me to put a car between me and now the people that have been tailing me with their headlights off.
Still off at the stop sign.
I floor it at that point. Because now I have this little barrier.
Yeah.
I floor it. And I'm driving really too fast in the neighborhood. And I'm, thank God, there was, you know, I could have. But I'm like, I gotta lose them. I just floored it and kept driving. I got to the end of the neighborhood. I pulled back out onto the main highway, came back in through another entrance. And I'm just like, my adrenaline's rushing. And Alan's like, just calm down. And they didn't follow me anymore at that point. I guess they figured I wasn't worth the trouble.
Is he still out
of
the yard?
What was happening? Did I avoid? Do you think I avoided? I told Alan, I said, that could have been trying to rob me.
Yeah.
Or who knows? But I was just trying to tell people, if your voice is, that gut feeling is telling you.
Go with it.
You know.
Have I told you when I got.
I thought about pulling into my car. I'm like, no, I can't. No. I've got to keep going until I can lose these guys. Mm-hmm. And then Alan was waiting for me and it was fine. We shut the garage door.
And the man,
and then never came back.
Calm down.
Have I told, you about when I got robbed, right?
The little kids that took your bucket.
No, I was in San Diego. This is really serious. Serious, dude. Okay. I had to go to therapy over this because I was in San Diego and I had just gotten off my shift at the restaurant, so I had about $300 in cash.
Yeah.
And I went into a 7-Eleven, and there I remember seeing a car that was parked off to the side, but facing out, so they backed in.
But you had a feeling, didn't you?
But it was weird because there was two guys in there and then a guy sitting by the front door. And I remember being in line and I still had my apron on because it was a bottom apron. So I remember pulling out my tips to pay for the Gatorade that I bought. And my house was two blocks away. And I get in my car and I get my, you know, put my music on. So I'm sitting there. And then I see the car turn on the lights. Mm. So they're leaving at the same time. And I see the guy that was at the door walk to the car and get in. And it was a young cat. He's probably about 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were young. And I remember I pulled out and I started driving. And then they pulled out and got behind me. And as soon as that happened, I felt
that
weird.
Feeling
like
in your
something
gut.
Was happening. But that was a block from my house. And so I'm driving. And then they start flashing their beams at me.
Yeah.
And so I was thinking, I'm like, oh, crap. Did I leave something back at the store? Or is my light out?
Attention.
Yeah, they're trying to get my attention. I'm like, well, this kid, they looked young. I'm sure it's fine. So I remember I pulled off.
Yeah.
And I used to have my uncle's, the necklace my uncle was wearing when he passed away, hanging on my rearview mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember looking at that and seeing it. First, that's what I glanced at as the guy got out of the car from the back seat and jogged to my car. And as he was doing that, I just rolled my window down to say, what's up? And as soon as that happened, he puts a gun to my head. And I just threw, you start thinking, oh man, I could grab the gun and I could just pull it away. And but I just froze.
Everybody says what I would have done in that situation.
Yeah, I couldn't. I just froze. And he said, hey, give me the money. And I had it right there on the center of the console because I had that, my Green Lightning truck. And so I said, okay, that's my rent money. That's my money that I have. And he goes, I don't care. Give me the money. And I said, okay, I'm grabbing the money, put it up by the window, and he grabs it. And I'm still thinking, I can grab the gun, but I remember the guys in the car. And he looks at my uncle's chain and he goes, let me have that chain. And I said, bro, I'll give you the car. I'll give you anything in this car except that was my uncle's. He was wearing it when he died. And he just kind of, I remember feeling pressure like he was pushing it on me and I was giving in until my head was almost, you know, off to the right on the passenger side. And I just remember feeling it and then he just kind of pushed and took it back. And I remember hearing his footsteps running away. Mm. They peeled out and left. I remember it was a brown old car.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you the first number or letter or the license plate.
Right.
Because of the adrenaline. And I drove the 30 seconds to my house. This is how close it was. And I walked in and my roommate was sitting there with his girlfriend and Kinsey was sitting on the couch watching TV. And I just walked in, and they said I looked pale as a ghost. I walked into my room, sat down on the bed, and just burst into tears. And my and Kinsey walked in. She said, "What happened?" I said, "I just got robbed at gunpoint. My roommate called the police. They showed up. They're not going to find them. But if I would have gone with my feeling like you did, Kelly, and kept driving.
That when you have that gut feeling, I think a lot of times women will say in hindsight, I felt like something was wrong, but I didn't want to offend that person. I didn't want to hurt somebody's feelings and make them think I thought you were a bad person. If you've got that gut instinct, you don't have to insult somebody. You just need to get the heck out of there.
Just go.
And just go. And because that, I think, is the voice of God. That is your guardian angel. That is something telling you, this is not right. Yeah. And I had that feeling wash over me.
Right.
And when they hit those lights and those lights went off, I'm like, this is bad.
Sums up,
this is bad. Yeah, and I don't know if there were kids playing a prank. It could have been, ha-ha, isn't this funny? It wasn't funny.
Because you never know if they're just going to block. You did the right thing.
And you never supposed to. When I had a situation, police told me to never drive directly home. If you think someone's following you, to never isolate yourself either. To never go down a road where there's no one else. To always stay on busy, open roads where you can see far behind you.
Yeah.
And to drive at an abnormally fast speed.
Because in that case, you didn't know until you drove down.
Yeah, at that point, I didn't know. They just happened to be turning into the neighborhood. Well, they just happened to be turning down the same other neighborhood. Because I had no
idea
that anybody was following me until that moment.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, the lights going off.
Yeah, that's...
That was... And I don't know if that's some sort of sign, like they're trying to hide themselves about something's about to go down. Because they knew we were getting to the end of the alley. So they knew, oh, she's going to have to turn in at some point because we're at the end of the alley now.
Did you call the police at some point to come take a look around the neighborhood?
I should have probably,
just so they can take a look,
I probably should have. That's my bad. That is my bad. And I thought about, should I go on the Neighborhood Watch app? I probably should have gone on the Neighborhood Watch app.
Something?
I said, I should maybe still do that.
Mm-hmm. You remember the license plate in the car? Because
no,
you know,
it was a white car.
Sometimes police can put the plate number in a system so it flags it.
They were so close to my bumper, I couldn't see any kind of plate numbers. It's just, I knew it was two people in a white car is all I could see.
You drove by houses right in the front of the houses. A lot of them might have cameras.
Yeah, maybe.
They might be able to get a good look at this cat.
Glad you said that, because this is why you might want to invest in that Ring.
Oh, yeah, the Ring doorbell would do that.
I want one of these.
Ring's mission is to make neighborhoods safer. Just like yours, Kelly, they have smart video doorbells. They have cameras, obviously, floodlights with cameras on them, pathway lights on your yard with cameras on them, several different options that can make your home safer and keep you and your loved ones safer as well. And you're seeing these things on TV, like when people, the porch pirates and the Ring, device.
It helps solve crimes a lot of times.
It really does. And there happens to be, if there happens to be a package delivered to your house, it'll send you an alert and you can talk to that person through your phone. And as a member of Kid Nation, we have a special offer on a Ring starter kit available right now with a video doorbell, motion-activated floodlight cam. The starter kit has everything you need to start building a ring of security around your home. Go to ring.com/home. That's ring.com/HOME. Glad you're safe, Kelly.
Thank you.
Man, Kelly, you did the right thing. That is 100%.
Well, now I feel guilty that I didn't call the police or alert the neighbors.
The most important thing is that you're safe. You're safe. And odds are that even if you call the police, like what happened to me, they're not going to find them. They're probably going to take off.
And even if you have, you know, hey, Alan's a man's man. These criminals are, that's what they do. They do criminal stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so.
You did the right thing.
You know.
You didn't stop. You kept going. Yeah, and you found when it got safe, you finally went home. That was the right thing.
Yeah.
100%. Glad you're okay, Kelly, because there's something fishy going on there for sure. Coming up next, there was a 3-hour-long football game and also a 3-hour-long Bachelor.
Which did you choose?
Which one did you choose? And boy, are we done with the Bachelor? Did they finally just do something to turn everyone off? We'll get into that a little bit next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Getting a lot of text messages regarding your very scary story, Kelly. And everyone saying you did the right thing. Yeah. Kelly had people following her, turned off their lights and everything in her alleyway.
Yeah.
From the text, I worked for the police department, and we see this a lot. People will do this, and they're going to rob you. You did the right thing by not stopping at your house, Kelly. Just keep driving to a safe place, police department if possible, or somewhere to a public place to try to lose them like you did. And then for sure call the police.
I should have. Yeah, I should have. And I was on the phone with Alan, who was talking me down off the
ledge. Right, right.
And I should have. I'm sorry, I didn't.
Carla in Amarillo wrote us and said, your gut is exactly right, Kelly. I'm a police officer, and I read a book called The Gift of Fear. A lot of people wrote us about this book. Mm. The author is Gavin DeBecker. It's a really good book for everyone to read and know how important it is to trust your gut and listen to your instincts. Great job, Kelly. You did the right thing.
Thank you.
My dad has been a police officer for 20 years or so. He always told us kids, if you feel like someone's following you, drive around, make random turns. If they continue following while literally going nowhere and you feel uncomfortable, just call 911. Which, is, I mean, that's what you did. You drove around until they stopped.
Yeah.
So scary.
Mm-hmm. Never know.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen.
Thankfully, I'll never know what would have happened.
Yeah. Definitely let your neighborhood know. Maybe they'll have a squad car in there just for the night or something to drive around just to make sure everybody's safe in your neighborhood.
Boss Ma'am George just said, yeah, you need to tell the neighborhood app. You need to put it on the neighborhood app.
You got one of those guys that rides around the neighborhood with the little yellow light on the top
of the car? My old neighborhood did.
Yeah. I had one in my old neighborhood, too.
Not this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun. The older people, they took it very seriously.
I was
going
to say,
you kind of
laugh at that until you need it. Then you need a set of eyes. Then it's not a joke anymore.
Nosy neighbors can be your best friend. You don't even think they know your name. It's the people that don't even acknowledge you, and you're in the front yard. You're hoping to make eye contact so you can wave.
But they're watching.
But man, I had one of my neighbors. I didn't even know they knew who I was.
Yeah.
But I had somebody coming over, and I knew they were coming, but I was out of town. They marched up and got in their face. What are you doing here? I was like, thank you.
Love
my neighbor.
Yeah.
Also, from the text, JC, did those guys get your uncle's chain? No, he did not. He actually just took off in a jog. And now my uncle's chain sits in a frame of me sitting at his grave next to my bed. Safe. Not at my car.
Awesome. Yeah.
Never again.
Risking that again.
Nah, not risking that again. So last night, a lot of us either watched the football game where Clemson just destroyed Alabama.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a shocker. A lot of people were... most people were taking Alabama.
I was preaching all day, man. Don't bet against Nick Saban, you know?
But Clemson ended up winning that. And the other half of the country was probably watching the Bachelor premiere.
I tried, but every time I flipped over, they weren't doing Bachelor.
And boy, am I sick of them just trying to reinvent something that needs to be left alone.
Y'all know I hate this show, but a friend of mine wanted to watch it, so I agreed. Since it's the first one, I knew we'd talk about it. I'm always on board to give something a chance again and again.
But this is the worst chance you could have given.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
An hour in, I'm looking at her and I'm like, are you kidding me right now?
This is new.
It hasn't even started. That was it for me. I was done.
I watched it about 45 minutes. It makes me angry.
I know.
That they are doing this.
We're doing the pausing, going back and forth between the football game and the Bachelor here and there. And I watched an entire half of football. Good football. Before I got to see a woman step out of the limo.
I know.
They had live parties everywhere. I don't need that. I don't care about your live parties.
Save that for the last show. We're kind of used to that. We dread it, but we know that last show was going to be three hours. They pull this nonsense then. Don't lead with it.
Right.
Trying to make that money.
Just like you lost us. We want to see the girls get out, get drunk, and get catty with each other the first night.
And they did that, but it just took a long time to get to it.
You could have done that show in an hour and a half. Hour.
There wasn't a lot of drunkery that I saw, because when I did flip back over when they were finally talking to the girls, I missed all the limo introductions because of the football game.
Yeah.
But a lot of them are drinking coffee or cocoa or something. They're like, I'm not getting drunk first night.
They're smart. Yeah, drink coffee so you stay up, because it's an all-night thing. You don't get the roses until like 6 in the morning.
Yeah, it's much safer. I guess in light of what's all been happening in society, they're probably not plying the women with as much alcohol as they used to.
Yeah.
Based on what could potentially happen.
And I guess first night must take all night long.
Oh, it does.
Because
that's what Juicy was saying, it does.
Some of the girls were saying goodbye. And it was
flat out. Yeah. It happens at like 6 or 7 in the morning
next morning. They do it intentionally.
Even if you're not drunk, you're exhausted and emotional wrecks at that point.
Right.
Now, you want to make a first impression, and they have that rose. And so it's everything. Your first chance to meet the Bachelor is everything. And these girls start doing bits.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't know if I liked this one or I hated this one.
Which one?
Because it took forever. The sloth.
Oh, the sloth.
She literally sloshed her way to him.
Yes.
Her name's Alex. She came out of the limo dressed as a sloth. And we're going to give you the short version of this because it was about 3 minutes.
It's a sloth.
Hi.
Waving slowly.
How's it going?
All the time.
Walking slowly.
Oh my gosh. Heard you. Things slow.
right, I'm done with her.
She wasn't even finished with her word.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It took guts.
Yeah, it took guts.
I'll give it to her. It took guts.
If I'm Colton, I'm annoyed, and I'm saying, just turn your sloth buck around and go back.
But I'll have to give it to her because she, after she said her hellos to Colton, she goes into the room in the mansion.
Stays in character.
Where all of the girls are in sequins and rhinestones, whatever kind of dresses these are. She stayed in her costume the entire time. She stayed with it.
I think she looks back on that crazy shark girl or whatever where she was dressed as a shark, but she was a dolphin or something. And she's like, that girl got far.
She did. But shark girl.
Probably her encouragement.
Came up and walked up really fast and said, what's up?
Yeah.
Sloth took forever. She was hanging on trees.
She climbed a tree like a sloth.
Again, if I'm Colton and I see this girl hanging from a tree as a sloth, I'm also telling you, just go.
Well, maybe he's thinking, she's a lot of fun.
Yeah. She did finally take off the mask. Beautiful girl. And she seemed to be really cool. Yeah, but
did she make it?
With that bit.
Yeah. Did she make it through the first night?
I don't know. I didn't make it. So.
She did.
I didn't make it. I'd rather watch a sloth video online.
Yeah.
Like on Instagram.
Now, everybody was talking about, do you start your relationship off with a lie? Because this is what happened here.
Colton, what's your name?
Bree. So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. You got a nice accent. Where are you from?
The accent, it's Australian. I was hoping that you're kind of a sucker for accents.
I am.
Didn't know what you think about it.
I love it. I'll see you inside, all right?
Okay, all sounds good. I'm not really Australian, but you have to do what you can to stand out.
Now, people are calling her a liar. Here's the thing.
This is like a bad episode of 90210. Mm-hmm. Remember when Brenda pretended she was British and she wasn't? And
yep.
Then the British boyfriend followed her back to California, surprise, and then she had to keep up the lie?
Right.
I do not.
This is it. She was watching
remember that.
But people are calling her a liar. She didn't really lie. I mean, she used the accent.
She said,
and then he said, where are you from? And she said, this accent is from Australia.
Yeah, the accent is Australian.
It's an Australian accent. So she didn't say she was from Australia.
Yeah,
she's just using an accent.
But let's be honest, it did make her hotter.
Yes. It did. And she's already hot.
Now, if you think a girl's hot or a guy's hot, let's say El Jefe.
Fabuloso.
Fabuloso's got that hot accent because he's from Mexico City.
He does.
What if you found out that accent was not real and fake and he was putting it on? Would you be less attracted to El Jefe?
Absolutely.
A.K.A.
Because for me, at least personally, for myself, what I try to present to someone and what I like a guy to present to me is confidence. So you should be secure in who you are and how you sound and how you speak.
Okay. Yeah. Because I would lose. She would lose points.
Because her doing that is, I get this as a TV show. It's a bit, but it's like, be you.
Yeah.
It's a bit, though. So
it makes
I let her pass
seem insecure
on that.
And crazy for lying.
Especially on the first night, because everybody's got but everybody's got a bitch.
Yeah.
One girl pulls up in a police car. You got all kinds of bitch. You got a sloth. You know.
She should have done a Slovenian accent.
Yeah, Kelly.
Yeah, the Kelly accent.
I thought it was pretty good.
A lot of girls thought of the same bit. This is one of the many. Katie came out of there and decided to do a magic trick and sort of made fun of Colton.
You're going to think of where the card is. Don't look. Can I take that?
Yes.
I don't know what card you were thinking, but I think I just took your V card.
You got it.
You could tell how annoyed Colton was every single time a girl brought up his virginity.
He can't be because that is what they are promoting.
Yep.
That is his entire identity.
But you could tell he doesn't want to...
I think we got tired of it more than he got tired of it. I know I did. I mean, we get it.
And and we're all wondering, why is Colton a virgin? It's the story. That's what everything's about.
A million times.
This is, you should write a book on how to not ask a guy why he's a virgin, because that's what Erica decided to do.
So, I'm kind of...
Do you have Erica, Trey? I don't have that one. But she basically just went up to him and said, why are you a virgin?
She just blurted it out.
Just why would you just blurt something out? What and her tone of voice is awful too.
Everyone knows you're a virgin.
Yeah.
So I want to know why.
For me, growing up, it was sort of a conscious decision at first. And then I started really diving deep into my professional career.
Mm-hmm.
And my personal life took a backseat.
Okay.
And now that it's happened, mm-hmm. I'm not going to just randomly lose it on a one-night stand. It's not like I'm waiting for marriage. I'm waiting for the right person. Waiting for the right moment.
Yeah.
All right.
What if a girl comes out and says, he's not?
No. Well, the show...
It would have come out by
now. Yeah, the show goes away.
I've been skeptical about that. I've been wondering if that's going to happen.
It might.
Right?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I mean, who knows, but I don't think so. He's got to know that he would be caught. So,
That's why. Yeah.
I'm thinking he's going to be terrible.
Man, the kissing.
He's not a good kisser.
His kissing looks terrible. I mean, that's the thing. Like,
he's a lizard kisser.
He has no intimacy experience. He's going to not be good.
He definitely goes for the tongue every time.
Well, he's had other girlfriends, so I'm sure he's kissed. So he's got experience in that part. Like,
what my wife and I noticed is that he comes at you with the peck. Right, he's coming at you. Oh, he's going to start with a peck.
But then he
gives you the taco tongue. Just bam, tongue right there. Boom.
There it is.
There's one of the girls. I don't know her name. Speaking of that, that's never kissed a guy.
Yeah, the blonde girl.
Yeah.
She's never kissed a dude.
Never kissed a dude, never done anything.
I wonder, how does that happen? Not one game of spin the bottle.
21, 22 years old, whatever.
Yeah. She's pretty. Yeah. Really pretty.
Is she, like, shake his hand? What does she do?
She give him, she shook and hug.
Yeah.
Yeah, just shake and hug. But no kiss. I'm wondering if,
man, the two of them together. Oh.
Is she saving it for her wedding day? Did she have a reason?
No, she just said it just hasn't happened. I don't think she's saving it for marriage. She just said it just hasn't been the right.
Now it's the elephant in the room.
Now it's the Yeah, I guess it's when you hold something, when you hold off doing something for a long time, it just keeps on sticking with you, I guess. Well, I wasn't really enthused with this episode. I wasn't happy with the live stuff.
Next week I'm going to dive in because...
Riddle me this. Is it on tonight?
Riddle me this.
Riddler?
I don't think so.
Let me check for you.
Sometimes it's on like two nights in a row.
It is not on tonight.
Okay, good.
1980s comic book man.
That's the Riddler.
I don't know where I heard that. Yeah.
Jim Carrey's the Riddler.
Is this?
You guys made fun of me.
It's not heard that.
Last year when I did Riddle Me This.
So, was that not 80s, 90s?
Maybe late 90s. Still, it's the Riddler.
Thank you.
Riddle me that out.
Thank you.
All right, Kid Nation. That's what's going on with The Bachelor. I'm on the fence.
I will watch it. I'll watch it for you.
My wife makes me watch, but I'll get into it.
I'll ask questions.
Thanks, Jenna.
Okay.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I need some good news, baby. Like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby.
Give us that good news, Kid Nation.
Mm-hmm.
You need the phone number, right? Of course, we got you. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Don't forget, you can call, you can text, you can email, you can Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, anything. Just find a way. We want to hear from you. I don't know if I think I feel good about this. This is some good news right now.
You think?
I think so.
Okay. It's a text.
Yeah. It's a text. And I'm taking this as my Good News Tuesday because I think it's a compliment. Because I don't get to watch Kid TV often, but I am today. And I couldn't help but to notice that JC's giving off that I'm the coolest youth pastor you've ever had look. That's a compliment, right?
It's not a slam. I don't think it's a slam.
Yeah. Youth pastors are the coolest.
I mean, you got on the baseball hat, you got on the black hoodie.
Yeah.
You know.
Because when they put you with the kids and the preteens and the teens, that means you got awarded the coolest guy at church.
Yeah.
Award. Because you get to deal with those cool kids.
You are the coolest guy if you went to church.
So thanks.
Does Ryan, your brother, the youth pastor?
He's not the youth pastor now. He's an area minister.
Does he need one?
No, my brother never looked like that. No.
Yeah. Is that a compliment?
My brother's more of a, maybe polo. Or
that was a slam.
No, it wasn't a slam. He just didn't look like that.
Yeah, Al. We're different people.
Different pastors have different looks, dude.
Hi, Tabitha.
Hi.
Welcome to Good News Tuesday. What's the good news you have for us?
So I have successfully made it to 34 weeks in my pregnancy, and they did not expect me to make it past 20.
That's right, Tabitha.
Awesome. All right.
Wow.
You beat those odds.
What are you having?
I'm having another boy.
Okay.
Yeah, you are.
What's his name?
He is going to be named Kason.
How about that?
That's a great name. I like that name a lot.
I had a feeling you might think that.
Yeah, I love that name. And then one day your Kason is going to be saying things like,
"Hey, boo!"
Yeah, I'm like,
you should be so lucky. Yeah.
Congratulations, Tabitha. Good luck with the rest of your pregnancy, okay?
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And we just love listening to you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, we love you. And I love your kid's name. Well done. From the text, speaking of babies, Kelly wrote us and said, "Good news Tuesday, you guys. I found out that I'm pregnant with quadruplets."
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness.
After a battle with infertility.
Four.
Whoa, wow. You're going to be carrying.
Take care of yourself.
Yeah, you are.
Whoa.
Four babies.
Yeah.
Start slathering up now with that cocoa butter.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they did. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
So your good news Tuesday is Christmassy, huh?
Yeah, I was called by my daughter's school counselor, and when I got the phone call, the first thing I said was, what did she do? Naturally.
Uh-huh.
And she said, no, it's nothing bad. I have an organization who enjoys doing stuff for people like you. I'm a disabled veteran, and I also am a single mother. And she said that she would like to see if I would sign up my child and myself for possibly a Secret Santa type thing. My kid would bring home pieces of paper for a need and a want. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I'll just put down a need and a want for me and my child. I didn't want to be greedy or anything like that. Yeah. And so I did. And I sent it home, and I didn't think much of it. And then I got a phone call right before they went on break and was asked to pull around to the school. And I'm thinking, you know, maybe a present or two. And they brought out 3 boxes of wrapped presents.
Aww.
And I just about cried because...
It's wonderful.
It was just amazing. And there was just so much. My kid was like, who are these from when Christmas came around? Because she still believes in Santa, which mm-hmm. is great.
Secret Santa.
And I can mess with her. And I said, it's from Santa. And I couldn't. I wasn't lying. It was literally from Santa.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so cool,
that
Amy.
Is awesome.
Your daughter goes to an awesome school. And
what's the name of the school again?
It's Washington.
All right, Washington.
It's an organization that contacts the school.
Yeah. Okay. And Amy, thank you so much for your service, and I hope you continue to encounter great people like you did during the Christmas this year. Have a wonderful day, Amy. Thank you for sharing. How cool is that when people come together in the holiday season?
Love it.
Take a couple more here from the text. Good news. I'm a full-time employee and full-time college student. 22 is not too late. No, it's not. 22 is not too late. 24, 28, 30. Get out there, and if you feel like you got to finish school, go do it.
Yep.
It's never, never, never too late. Let's take another from Keisha right here. Hold on, let me get Keisha on the phone. Hi, Keisha.
Hi.
Welcome to Good News Tuesday. All right, so what's up in your life? What's going on?
Well, my wonderful boss, shout out to Miss Lindsay, she saw enough in me and gave me the biggest raise of my life.
What? How much?
We don't know her.
Yeah, give me a percentage. Like, what was the percentage?
How much was it?
14.29.
Hey!
She calculated that.
Nice.
Wow.
She
calculated that.
Nice.
Yo, Akeisha. Didn't part of you want to say, hey, go up to the 15?
Go on, make it 15.
Go ahead and make it an even number for me.
No, I'm appreciative, and I work my way up, and I'm going to continue to do my best at this job.
You do that. Keisha, congratulations on your raise. You deserve it. 14.92.
2.9.
Yeah, 2.9. One of those two. It's up there. Thank you for your Good News Tuesday, Kid Nation. We'll keep that good news going. Second Chance Santa. I hear he's around the corner. We'll hear from him next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Man, just when you thought you were not going to get what you wanted because Christmas came and went,
mm-hmm.
you asked for it.
Didn't get it.
Santa didn't bring it to you.
And
Second Chance Santa comes in to save the day.
Ho, ho, ho,
right?
Yep.
Jocelyn's on the phone with us right now. Hi, Jocelyn.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
Great.
Well, good. I hear that you had the biggest oopsies ever over Christmas.
One of many.
Oh, boy.
Now, this was because of a gift. Who gave you the gift?
My grandmother.
Okay, what happened?
She, she's notorious of re-gifting gifts. And it's always been like a family joke, so we call it Grandma's Treasure Box. We don't collect what she gives us that are ridiculous. Uh-huh. We can come out later and joke about it. She thought I got lucky, and she, gave me something in the tank. It was ugly, completely ugly. It was an old grandma-looking gown. And I was like, okay, I'll just return it. No problem. I get to Walmart, get in the line, get to the front, and they tell me they can't take it back because it was purchased in the 90s.
That's hilarious.
Like, how did the employee at Walmart look at you? Were they just like,
before I was born.
Is this real?
How can they even tell?
Yeah, they just... kind of looked at me funny and didn't really smile or anything, and they were just kind of confused.
Was it the early 90s?
Yes. I still have Walmart brand or something on it. I didn't even look at it too close because I was like, oh, there's tax. I'm taking it back.
All right. So now that you're embarrassed out of this world, did you just leave?
Yes. I quietly left and I get in the car and called my family. I was like, oh, Grandma really did it.
Did you cry in your car because of this?
Yes, I did. I cried. I was so embarrassed.
She said she quietly walked away, went in her car, and cried because she was so embarrassed.
Oh, poor thing.
I did cry. I was so embarrassed by everybody staring at me.
That is hilarious.
That'll teach you for poking around in Grandma's treasure box.
Yeah. Well, Grandma gave it.
Yes.
Yeah. That's cool that she has pajamas with the tag still on it from the 90s.
Yeah, right?
That's awesome.
That might be like a collector's item one day. Yeah.
Yeah, you should keep that thing right there. But Jocelyn, you wrote us because of Second Chance Santa. What was it that you did want?
Oh, man. I honestly can't even remember.
It says you... Was it something to FaceTime your mother in Florida?
Yes, I did want to FaceTime my mom in Florida. She just moved there, and it's been really hard on me this year.
Aww. Yeah, you wrote and you said...
my family moved to Florida.
You said you really wanted a Google Home or something that would allow you to do that with your mom out there in Florida. And since Grandma Claus gave you the pajamas from the 90s, we're going to go ahead and get you all hooked up with Second Chance Santa and get you that Google Home so that you can chat with your mom. Deal?
I appreciate it so much. I miss my family very much.
I bet you do, Jocelyn. And thank you for sharing your incredibly embarrassing story.
Thank you.
It's all about the embarrassing story.
We've all been there, Jocelyn. We've all been there with you. We've been embarrassed at the store one time or another.
Yep.
So hopefully this makes the holidays come full circle for you, and you're extremely happy, and you start calling Mama, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.